We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 27th day of March, 2011, and we're seeing 21st century warfare with all of the Orwellian trappings, as we're told that this is not a war in Libya, accelerate and expand. On ABC News today, I heard the defense secretary, along with Hillary Clinton, the secretary of state, say we might be there for a year. And that, yes, they want to put a humanitarian mission in to eastern Libya, where the rebels are in control, i.e. al-Qaeda, but that's not boots on the ground, even though there are British and U.S. Special Forces admittedly on the ground lasing targets for the cruise missiles and fighter bombers to drop their bombs on. So we're going to be going over all of that today. The fact is the West orchestrated the rebellion in Libya. They orchestrated the rebellion in Egypt. In fact, I saw the article Friday, and I wasn't doing the show Friday. Paul Watson and the Mike Adams, the health ranger, did a great job sitting in, so did the crew running things. But I saw the mainstream headline that Egypt, the new government bans protest. Will you guys print that for me? Egypt bans protest, because that's the new liberty. And I want to be able to go over that article for folks and talk about the larger strategic situation here and the stratagem that the globalists have launched. Also, there have been big riots and demonstrations of upwards of 500,000 in England. Will airstrikes now be called in England because the government resisted those protesters? Is that the new humanitarian move that we're going to see? Here's a headline. U.S. officials, Libyan operation could last for months. But when Gates was asked today on ABC this week, they said, will you say we'll be out by the end of the year? And he said, no, I can't say that. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, Yemen militant seize control of weapons factory, but Yemen is a globalist ally. Will there be a bombardment there? Hillary saying there won't be a strike on Damascus in Syria because they've got Western-backed rebels there burning and blowing things up in the south of the country, and they're saying, no, there won't be a bombardment. Of course, they said a month ago there wouldn't be a bombardment of Libya, so that probably means they're at least moving towards a bombardment. Normally, they lie, even when the truth would serve them. And mentioning the fact that Egypt, new land of the free, home of the brave, Egyptian government bans protests. So there you have it. Also, Obama briefs lawmakers on Libya, says mission is going well, but won't exactly say what the mission is. But if you read the UN resolution they passed a few weeks ago, it states in there that they will accept a humanitarian force. When the UN comes in or NATO comes in and enslaves you, it's a humanitarian force. It's not a military force. Obviously, first, when we come back in the next long segment, I'm going to be getting into the latest on Fukushima and the admitted cover-up there. They were reporting 1,600 times safe levels earlier in the week. By Friday, it was 10,000 times safe levels confirmed. And then 10 million times safe levels was reported by the BBC, CNN. And a few hours later, the Japanese said, we're going to retest and make sure that's right. They didn't really say that was wrong. They just said, we're not sure about the number of 10 million. I'm a little skeptical of that, too. This is not like it's a neutron star or something with 10 million times regular background. I don't even believe that. But that's the type of stuff that their detectors are picking up. And they've been very secretive about that so far. And there's a lot of criticism on that front. But pray for the folks in Japan. And they are reporting radiation's made its way to Boston, Massachusetts, Las Vegas, Nevada, the whole U.S., and it's hit Europe. We'll be right back. Stay with us for more on that front.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to turn to Japan now, where we have new developments this morning from that Fukushima power plant. Officials say the radiation level in contaminated water at the number two reactor is, get this, 10 million times higher than normal. Workers evacuated the building. Their work had to be put on hold. Also, officials are still trying to determine the relationship between contaminated water inside the plant and in seawater just offshore.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. That was a clip from CNN this morning reporting 10 million times normal levels of radiation coming out of the destroyed and wrecked six-reactor facility at Fukushima in northeast Japan. BBC, Associated Press, Russia Today, they all reported 10 million times normal background radiation levels as put out by TEPCO, the Tokyo Power and Electric. Now let's go back. On Wednesday of last week, it was reported 1,600 times safe levels in food and water. First it was 20 kilometers, then 30, then 50, then 100. So 1,600 times. Then on Friday, it was confirmed by the Dutch, by the French, and by others that were there, and then confirmed by the Japanese government, that levels were at least 10,000 times normal. And, of course, now going back more than a week ago, the head of the reactor facility itself broke down at a press conference, began crying, and said, I can't be part of the cover-up anymore. These radiation levels will kill people. And we've also learned, and the Japanese have admitted, they've been involved in a two-week-plus, we're now 16 days into this disaster, two-plus weeks, that they have been covering up the real levels and only giving the public models, randomized models of what they think the radiation level might be. Now, specifically, Geiger counters only pick up the base radioactivity, not the dozens and dozens of different deadly isotopes, the cesium, the different uranium, plutonium isotopes. The plutonium meltdown is so bad inside reactor 3 that in the last week it's been blasting ion beams that can be read on spectrographs more than 10 miles away. And so they're just giving you basic background radiation levels, not rolling out all the data. We know the Japanese, the U.S. government, many other governments have. You have the big Pacific Fleet in the area. You have massive U.S. military, Army, Navy, Marine Corps bases in Japan, the huge bases in South Korea. You've got submarines, nuclear submarines, all equipped with big sniffers that they can project up from below the water and pick up the full spectrum of isotopes and the exact radiation. The government, of course, has top meteorologists who understand exactly in computer models where this radiation is going to go. But 16 days in, they will not give us a spectrograph of the radiation levels. They will not give us the specific isotopes. They just tell us, don't worry about it. And now it turns out more than half of the radiation monitoring systems have been turned off on the West Coast, and the federal government is in control of the others, basically whitewashing what's going on. And here's what people need to know: in England, in the continent of Europe, in Iceland, where a week ago radiation hit, already blown from northeast Japan, across the Pacific, across North America, already reached Europe a week ago. And here are some of the headlines today. Boston Herald, low-level radiation found in Bay State rainwater, including in Boston. Here's another one. This is a WRAL-TV. Progress Energy, low levels of radiation detected in U.S. So they've got the power plants reporting. Very low levels of radioactive iodine 131 have been detected in the air throughout the U.S. as a result of nuclear leaks at Fukushima plant in Japan. Progress Energy officials said yesterday, iodine-131 is a form of radiation typically released in the air by nuclear reactors. Yeah, when they melt down. And it goes on from there. Here's another one. This is out of the Associated Press. Tiny amounts of radiation from Japan reach Nevada, but it's minuscule, nothing to worry about. Yeah, the general background radiation is only up a little bit. But according to physicist after physicist after physicist, including the BBC's expert, Dr. Busby, a chemical physicist who studies specifically radiation danger, is on the big board for the European government, that it's the cumulative. Or if you happen to be the unlucky lottery winner with a little piece of lint or spider web that tend to be airborne that bumps up against the plutonium or the uranium and picks some of it up and then gets caught in the jet stream, caught in the trade winds and comes across, and we know that happens. You know, every year we get red dirt that blows in from Mongolia, out of China, across Japan, across the Pacific, comes in Texas. We know that the dirty burning coal plants in China have been a big bone of contention with the EPA because we have clean coal systems. They don't. And the lead, the mercury, the arsenic blows in. It's all one world. And this stuff blows in just like a coconut from South America. Or from the coast of Africa can float up to the Atlantic coast. Or just like you can throw a message in a bottle off from the coastline of Japan, it'll reach California in a few months. Or maybe a decade later. You never know how these currents and how the atmosphere works. But undoubtedly, we've been sold, and we've seen Ann Coulter, and now we've seen the big liberal eugenicist in England, who are pushing one-child policies, global government, like Mombiot, come out and say that he's decided he likes nuclear power because of this disaster. Just in your face, throwing it in your face, telling you it's good for you. Obviously, a week after the 1986 Chernobyl disaster, yellow rain fell, in some cases 500 miles away or more, and the Russian government told the population that it was good for them and that it was pollen. The same yellow rain's been following in many areas of Japan, in and around Fukushima, as far south as Tokyo. And again, they've been told it is good for them, that it is pollen, even though it's not even that season in Japan. So the same story, just a different country that we see that happening yet again. I want to get your take on this, but look, they confirmed 1,600 times Wednesday, safe levels. Friday, it was 10,000 times confirmed. 10 million times, CNN, AP. I'm going to tell you that, you know, first they announced that, the Japanese government, and then via a communique they were given by Tokyo Power and Electric. And we've had a bunch of their engineers go public. That's in my stack of news, saying, yes, we covered this up. Yes, it's been a cover-up. You've had the head of the plant now 9 days ago, Friday before last, go public and said there was a cover-up and breakdown crying. But I have to say, look, 10,000 times safe levels is enough to kill you, according to the nuclear physicists and other people we've interviewed. And, again, the chemical physicists we've interviewed. 10 million times, I did some checking, and it looks like that's what comes out of a neutron star. And if you were flying by in a spaceship past a standard neutron star and got within just a million miles of it or so, no matter what shielding you had, the neutrons would go right through it and kill you deader than a hammer. So I have a big problem believing that the radiation coming out of Fukushima is 10 million times. I don't think that's possible, but I'm going to get some nuclear physicists on in the next few days to ask them about that. Now, they haven't fully retracted it. They put that out Saturday in Japan. Today, our media ran with it, and a few hours later, the LA Times was the first to get the news out of the Kyoto paper that, well, they're not retracting it, but they don't believe that's right, and they're going to retest. Well, the problem is the Japanese on Thursday of last week, the Japanese government admitted that they hadn't been issuing in the two states or prefectures in and around Fukushima. And we'd noticed this on their official government maps a week and a half in. They would never put out the radiation numbers in those two key areas. Oh, they'd show it to the south in Tokyo, or they'd show it to the north. But they would never, and which were very high levels, but they wouldn't show it there. They kept saying, we're collating, we're still gathering. So They now admit it was much higher than they first said. But 10,000 times 10 million, whatever. It'll all kill you. Many experts think a lot of these folks that have been in the plant will die within a few months.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. All time central, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, all time central standard time. Here's the toll-free number to join us today. Obviously, I want to get into the economy, what's happening in Libya right now, and it's now admitted that the West basically stirred this up. I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi, but now it's all over the news, New York Times, London Telegraph, Fox News. Why are we helping al-Qaeda? Because it is al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia on record that is inside the east of Libya running these attacks, and they're now taking more cities from Muammar Gaddafi, who in the last 6 years signed peace deals with the U.S., with Europe, with England, and has been caught, you know, in public events, hugging Obama, hugging Nicolas Sarkozy of France, hanging out with Merkel, hanging out with the Italian president, hanging out with the last two British prime ministers who sold him these weapons. The point is, he made a deal with them, and you see how he gets treated for that. And they lied about him running to Venezuela. They lied about him strafing crowds. The point is, they've lied about all this. And so some people are cheering this and very excited about it, but it sets a precedent where if the West, and that is the big corporate powers that run our countries, that are looting our pension funds and bankrupting our country and devaluing our dollar, this is not in our interest to have these globalists running our countries. But we go into other countries for their interest, trillions in oil. There's more than 2 trillion discovered, ready to pump, over $2 trillion of oil conservatively in Libya. And that's a big part of it, but it's also part of a larger destabilization campaign that we warned you about years ago. And so we've been manipulated into this situation. Obama didn't ask the Congress for approval, even though that's the law. It is an impeachable offense, as Ron Paul and others have rightly said. I was no fan of what George Bush did with those illegal wars, but he at least went to Congress and got a resolution for force. Obama didn't even consult back 2 weeks ago. He didn't even consult when they had that UN resolution, and within less than 48 hours, within a day and a half, the bombardment began. So the UN says, do it, and Obama says, you said jump, how high? And that's basically what happened, and now he's briefing Congress. Well, George Bush put an executive order on the books. Obama reauthorized it, one of his first acts when he got into power 2 years ago, to allow the suspension of Congress and the entire suspension of government for any emergency, including economic or any other designated by the president, and for 6 months the Congress has no authority. Now that is tyranny. That's what a tyrant does. And it was widely covered. And it's still ongoing. And so just like a year and a half ago when he became the first sitting U.S. president to be the head of the U.N. Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. See, I said I would get into Libya later. I'm already doing it. But I've got a big stack of reports here I want to go over. And I want to get your take on the Fukushima reports confirming 10,000 times safe levels, up from 1,600 times safe levels. I don't know if it's true of 10 million times. I don't think that's possible. I did some looking. That's what a neutron star basically puts out. And if it was putting out that, we'd all be dead. I mean, it's not true. I don't believe it. But confirmed 10,000 times safe levels, up from 1,600 on Wednesday, 10,000 times on Friday, and then Saturday they said 10 million times. But the point is, we know there's been a cover-up. We know the radiation has reached Europe, blowing over the entire Pacific, over North America, and coming to the United States. Also, they're now reporting that the MOX plutonium-based reactor that blew up spectacularly 3 days into the disaster 2 weeks ago, or right at 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, that blew up on Monday morning with that big black mushroom cloud spraying spent fuel rods everywhere that were stored on top of the building. We know that now that did, they admit, damage the reactor seal with the really nasty live plutonium and uranium, and that is leaking out, and it is melting down. And three of the other reactors, so that's a total of four, have melted down or partially melted down and are smoking, and it's getting worse and worse, and the Japanese are all over the news admitting total meltdown could occur at one or more reactors. And they keep having to pull the emergency personnel back because the radiation is so high, it's a suicide mission. And so this thing is far from over. In fact, it's deteriorating very, very quickly, and the cover-up has imploded, now going back 9 days ago when the head of the plant broke down crying and said, we covered up, this is going to kill people. But the average American cares about the NCAA, I guess, and that's why the globalists think that they're allowed to get away with this. But I want to open the phones up with a smattering of key news throughout the rest of the broadcast in the hour and 35 minutes we've got left here. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And you know what? I'm doing something today different. First-time callers only. If you're calling from anywhere in the world but Japan. First-time callers only, unless you're calling from Japan, or if you're calling from Libya, or if you're calling from Egypt. And you've called before, you're welcome to try to get in. 877-789-2539. Just put in your country code. You should be able. Actually, they can't usually get in unless they're calling on Skype on the toll-free number. Will you guys later give me the toll line so folks are able to get in from overseas, or is it one of those on the screen there? So that number, okay, your country code, and then dial 512-646-1776. That's for folks in the Middle East, North Africa, or from Japan. Oh, radiation's also hit China. I forgot to mention that. The wind's not even blowing that way, but they've got higher levels of radiation hitting them there. 512-646-1776 if you're calling from outside the country. Again, 512-646-1776 with your country code or our country code in front of it, or 877-789-2539. First-time callers only, though, today, unless you're calling from Japan or the Middle East. Yeah, there's a headline right there out of China. Radiation spreads as crisis likely to continue for a long time. That's out of Tokyo, being reported on in China. Low levels of radioactive material, iodine-131, were detected Saturday in the Heilongjiang province north of Beijing. China's National Nuclear Emergency Coordination Committee said the radioactive material was likely to have come from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. Really, you think so? And, of course, we never hear anything about what happened 2 weeks ago, just a couple days into the Fukushima situation. A big plant up in Canada bordering one of the big Great Lakes released a bunch of radioactive isotopes into the lake, but said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. You know, radiation's good for you. The reason I said Egyptians are welcome to call in, I had the Financial Times of London and Associated Press here. And they report Egyptian government bans protest. Oh, the people that run our country and can care less about our free market or the average American's interests, but wrap all their police state wars in the flag, they told us they were overthrowing their formerly backed dictator, Hosni Mubarak. By the way, he was against attacking Iran or Libya. Had to get that duck lined up bordering Libya. Now they've banned all protests, and it's confirmed they are beating and raping the women and killing the men. Will there be an invasion of our little ally with the new puppets of Egypt? Don't hold your breath. We'll be back with your calls and a lot more.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Something very interesting has happened. And again, I heard Hillary Clinton via XM today on ABC News saying this is a big step for globalism. I've seen Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, who met many times with Muammar Gaddafi in the last year, praising the fact that the UN ordered this new kinetic military action, not allowed to call it a war, very Orwellian term, and that this shows how the nation state is basically dead, that the UN gives the order and the individual countries are not consulted. Their militaries are now bound to the UN and NATO, and the war starts, and the U.S. Congress was not even consulted. And they're now admitting what I pointed out a week and a half ago when all this started. I said, this is a big deal. At least George Bush went and got a sign-off from Congress for military force. Now, they were supposed to get a full declaration of war. It's still unconstitutional and an impeachable offense, but at least there was some ceremonial involvement of Congress. And now there was no involvement of Congress, and so Obama is set to address the nation very, very soon. In fact, I was seeing a report earlier. I think it's tonight. Will you guys pull that up? Just search Obama to address nation on Libya. I think it's tonight, but the point is... I just heard it in passing, driving in on 590 AM. I was listening to the news. I meant to check that when I got into the studio. But the point is that all of this is happening. And they know people are getting upset about this on the left and the right in that controlled paradigm. So we need to discuss that further. And I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. But big things are happening. And our own media is not really reporting on this. Sure, it's in the Associated Press. Sure, it's in the Financial Times of London. But it's just on the back burner. Egyptian government bans protest. That's the Financial Times of London headline. And they go on to report that the women are being raped by the Western-backed new government that are such little Democrats and such little humanitarians. All they did was remove one thug, Hosni Mubarak, who was the big U.S. ally, and both candidates of the two parties that are set, either one, they're neck and neck to win in elections, though those have been canceled for a while, are El Baradei, the former head of the Atomic Energy Agency, UN globalist puppet, and a Muslim Brotherhood candidate with connections to al-Qaeda. And, of course, al-Qaeda is on record. Even Glenn Beck has a headline that inadvertently the U.S. is backing al-Qaeda in Libya. No, there's nothing inadvertent about it. In fact, let me find the actual headline on that instead of just paraphrasing it. It's an accident that al-Qaeda is involved. Oh, really? Well, I've got the Fox News headline from last October. Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in al-Qaeda, dines secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass, and then runs every major terror attack in Western Europe and the U.S., including the Fort Hood shooting, the Christmas Day underwear bombing, the shoe bomber, the Times Square bomber, and the 7/7 bombings. Of course, U.S. agent. But when I say U.S. agent, I mean the criminal groups that have taken over our country. The globalists, the big corporations that are sucking America dry, ran the attacks on the Serbs in the 90s, ran the attacks in the 80s on the Russians. They use them to stage terror attacks. Many times the low-level terrorist doesn't even know they're being funded by the military-industrial complex. But the military-industrial complex needs that to have TSA now at checkpoint sticking their hands down your pants. They need the pretext to warrantlessly listen to your phones and read your email, to take over society, to get hundreds of billions a year in no-bid domestic anti-terror contracts. This is how the military-industrial complex is taking the once-free republic over. And countries all over the world are using anti-terror systems to crack down on their populations. In China, in Western Europe, in Russia, every government loves tyranny. And there's the Fox News headline, Beck, U.S. unwittingly aiding al-Qaeda in Libya. Oh, really? When this all started 4.5 weeks ago, I pointed out from just mainline reportage that it was al-Qaeda who's repeatedly tried to overthrow and assassinate Muammar Gaddafi because he's secular. And he came out and started saying, al-Qaeda is attacking me. Al-Qaeda works for America. Well, it doesn't really work for America. It works for these big mega corporations that are bigger than most governments that are not free market. But here's the headline, Financial Times of London, Egyptian government bans protest. Will there be an invasion for libertarian reasons? The Egyptian authorities have moved to ban demonstrations, saying the participants would be detained. Oh, isn't detained right out of 1984. No provocative movements or protest gatherings or organized marches or demonstrations will be allowed. Well, really, they don't. First, they said you got to have a permit to own a gun 50 years ago in New York City. Then they stopped issuing the permits. Then about a decade ago, it actually more than that, it started more than a decade ago with Herr Clinton. About 12 years ago, towards the end of his administration, in the middle of his second administration, he started saying free speech zones. You've got to have a permit to march. Well, yeah, to block roads, but not to be on the street corner. And that got overturned in court. And now Obama, just last week, had a bunch of peaceful people arrested who were pro-war outside the White House and anti-war. No protests, no permits issued. Oh, Gaddafi won't allow protesters who have their own tanks and their own airplanes who are U.S. and British Special Forces backed. But again, when I say U.S. and British Special Forces, our military doesn't work for us anymore. They work for the same big mega banks that 11 and a half years ago, according to Bloomberg, signed a secret deal through the insurance companies they own with the Veterans Affairs Office to steal all death benefits of U.S. troops. From World War II on, they have them sign on, take part of their check, and put it into a life insurance policy. They made a deal to steal it all. Are those terrorists? You bet they are. But see, I'm not supposed to talk about that. To be patriotic, I just sit down, shut up, and go along with what the system puts out. So no protest allowed. Sounds like D.C. A few years ago, making the Obama deception, I was in Washington, D.C., and I could be at the Washington Monument in the middle of the park, 200 yards away from the monument, and cops would come over on video and would say, you're not allowed to film. And I had C-Think, a big independent film channel crew with me. They were also making a documentary about me while I was making my documentary. And they said, well, sir, we tried to get permits, but the city of D.C. doesn't issue them. They said, you know, as long as we're in a park or something, it's allowed. Oh, land of the free, home of the brave. And they said, we're going to arrest you. It's all on tape. Then 2 years ago, the Kansas City Star reported on this. My guys were at a city park a half mile from the Kansas City Federal Reserve. This is online. It's on YouTube. And again, the newspaper picked up on it. And armed security guards came a half mile to the park. They were on a hill videotaping the Federal Reserve and said, give us your IDs. They didn't have any authority, but I've told my guys not to try to get arrested. And they went ahead and gave security guards, federal security guards, off their jurisdiction, their IDs, and they said, now go. And they said, no, man, we're videotaping. We're making a film about the Federal Reserve. And they put their hands on their guns and said, go or else. And my guys left. But see, that was the death of America right there. That's the death of America. We had Austin police, along with the feds, when they were having a federal news conference up there when Joe Stack reportedly flew that plane in. And they first said move off the property, even though the rest of the press could be there. And we told them who we were with. You know, we're big media, but even we were small media. So what? Then get off the street. Then just don't videotape. Period. See, it's all about we got guns. We're the government. You're the little people. And so that's what's happening now in Egypt. But the globalists, oh, the North Vietnamese are bad. They torture, but we're good when we torture. It's all this doublespeak. All right, I'm done ranting on that front, just pointing out the hypocrisy. James, Sean, Timber, Joe, and others, first-time callers today, 877-789-ALEX. And if you're a foreign caller and can't get through on the regular toll-free line, you can just dial 512-646-1776 with a U.S. country code in front of it. Your calls and a ton of news straight ahead.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are not only blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, XM, you name it. We are also the number one radio show, according to Shoutcast and many other indexes, with more than a million live internet listeners, podcasters, you name it, every day and growing 6 days a week. Thank you for joining us. I want to go to Murph in Canada, Muhammad in the UK, James, Sean, Timber, Joe, Jake, John, Dungeon Master, Elliot, so many others. And we're going to have nothing but open phones throughout the rest of this hour and the next hour with key news interspersed. But just finishing up with being all over the country and having security guards, police, when you're on street corners or at public parks or at public events, they will walk right past big mainstream news trucks and go to a crew who are nicely dressed with professional cameras, peacefully videotaping, and say, "Give me your ID." You give it to them. "Turn the cameras off and get out of here." I mean, how many videos have I posted of New York cops doing that? And you're like, "Well, officer, this is America. You want to go to jail?" And I've been to jail in New York. And it's just they revel in stomping on the First Amendment. They see you as an enemy. They love it. Hey, cops, security guards, do you think if I don't have my First Amendment, your kids are going to have theirs, or you're going to have yours, or that you're going to have your financial rights or your right to due process? These rights belong to all of us. These are precious, fought for by our founders. Liberty's very rare. Why? Why? They're just taught, and they hire people that hate liberty. And America, by every yardstick, is more and more losing its liberties. We have to stand up and fight for every square inch of these by saying no. I mean, I remember I was protesting Rick Perry. It's in my film Endgame at the end. But it's all over the web, and local news picked up. And it was only about 100 of us, a little impromptu protest to Perry, you know, that I announced that day. The fact that he went to Bilderberg Group, which was a violation of the Logan Act, federal law. And I went to protest, and about 100 of us were not blocking the hotel entrance. We're not blocking the driveway. We're sitting there. And I know the Austin police have lost a lot of lawsuits, so have the state police here in Austin over the years for arresting people who were protesting without a permit. You only need a permit, folks, if you're the Macy's Day Parade and want to take over roads. And then that's reasonable because you're blocking traffic. And the cops come over and they get riot police out. They say, "You see them down the street? We're going to arrest all of you." And I said, "Well, officer, I'm going to have to sue you personally. Don't do this to you and your own family. Don't make me sue you, and don't take my rights away. Don't take your rights away. These are your rights, too." And the cop said, "Okay, I'm going to arrest you." I said, "Go ahead. I'm going to sue you. I promise. You'll beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride." I shouldn't have to sit there and literally show my teeth. It's on video. It's all over the web. And literally get in that cop's face and say, "Go ahead, then. Make my day." I shouldn't have to do that with that commander. He should respect the Republic. That's what makes America special. I don't want to be your enemy, cops. I'm sure you're fun to go, you know, play paintball with or go deer hunting. Aren't you red-blooded too? Just leave me and my rights alone. They're your stinking rights as well. But the way that the D.C. and New York cops especially relish threatening you, relish treating you like garbage, they're doing this to themselves. All right, I'm done ranting. It's just, it's so amazing to see this happening. Murph in Canada, you're up first. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just got a question about Libya. It sort of seems like the globalists are sort of, they're just getting their foot in the door in the region. Like, they're almost gearing up for a war there. And they're sort of positioning themselves there. I was just wondering what you guys sort of thought about that.
Well, of course, it's classic strategic operations encircling the entire area and all of those key waterways. I mean, if you look at what the globalists have done, is they're trying to overthrow Syria to the north. There on the eastern part of North Africa, they've taken over Egypt, even though they were allies, and now have put an even bigger police state in with rape rooms. If any women protesting, that's mainline news, Financial Times. And now they're taking over Libya. They've got Tunisia, and it's all part of a destabilization program to put radicals in so they have an excuse to have another war. It's big business, not just oil, but trillions in weapons.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I know, it's unbelievable. I can't believe these guys.
It's humanitarian, and they just decided to invade 2 weeks ago after Gaddafi said he was going to hurt people and was going to go after the rebels, and then it's admitted in the fine print that the West had special forces in there starting the whole thing, and then it was planned years ago. Wesley Clark has come out and said that. I appreciate your call. Muhammad in the UK, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, from London. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I've been a listener of UFO for about a few years, since about probably 2008. Basically, I've got, like, you know, parents from Iraq, and I was born in the UK, and basically, I just feel like it's a personal obligation to be protesting the whole, you know, the Iraq war, the New World Order, and all that. I don't really have a point to anything. It's just, you know, generalization. I'm just trying to call in just to see, you know, what we can do more to bring.
What do you think of the West propping up for 31 years the brutal dictator Hosni Mubarak, now removing him and putting in even more draconian controls and hailing it as freedom?
I don't know, really. I mean, I don't kind of dwell into it that deeply, but I'm still studying the New World Order, you know. I'm still kind of, you know, I'm just kind of grasping it, really.
Well, look, here's what the New World Order is, Muhammad. It's private corporations taking over government to have government carry out operations that help their interest, not the people's interest. And even if it's in the people's interest to launch illegal wars, it's immoral and wrong. But this isn't even in our interest. We pay for it, Muhammad, but we don't even get any of the booty. If you go back to the British Empire that had about 40% of the world's population under it in 1930, the British people, by and large, did benefit from the evil empire. Nowadays, you benefit nothing from it. I appreciate your call. James in Tennessee. James, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Glad you're back. I'm having a hard time getting my family to realize the threat from Japan. I've been keeping my kids indoors, and my fiance, she's got cabin fever and wants to take the children to the park. What are you doing as precautions? Is it time to stop eating fresh food and milk?
Well, sir, you just don't want to eat any seafood caught right off the coast of Japan. You don't want to eat vegetables or fruits from Japan for the foreseeable future. You don't. But, I mean, the overall radiation levels from private universities and groups is low. And statistically, it will, as several nuclear physicists like Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, said here, undoubtedly we'll see an increase in cancer. But it'll be over a long period, just like the 300-plus above-ground nuclear tests that our own government did up until the Test Ban Treaty, which admittedly increased cancer in the United States. And they've got studies of the Pacific Islands where they tested them as well and see marked increases, just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They see massive increases that can be measured in those populations since 1945. So for most people, you're not going to die in a week, a month, or even 20 years. It's just going to overall increase the overall load of radiation. You're supposed to only get so much radiation in a lifetime. This will skew it that way. But it's always good to have potassium iodide in your cupboard. It's good to have that in case a local reactor goes up. But really, overall, I think these are low levels of radiation hitting us. The problem is they are having more and more partial meltdowns. If there's a full meltdown, it can make areas of Japan completely uninhabitable. Many news, even mainline newscasters and experts are saying this is worse than Chernobyl right now if you're in Japan, and that there has been a cover-up. But the good news is most of those heavy isotopes are very hard to get into the upper atmosphere and are going into the Pacific Ocean. The threat from seafood that we eat, that's the real problem. But does that answer your question, James?
Staying indoors and maybe wearing a respirator.
No, I don't think that's needed. I mean, I really don't, sir. I mean, when the rains are hitting Massachusetts, Nevada, major nuclear power plant facilities are, because they have the meters, are reporting some increased radiation. But it's very low level. Again, the big problem is if you're in Japan, I appreciate your call, James, but this illustrates, though, how if we have disasters here, they'll cover it up. I mean, we're over 2 weeks in, and the Japanese government is just now admitting that they did cover it up, and it's at least 10,000 times safe levels, up from 1,600. Then they said 10 million yesterday. Now they're saying they're not sure about those readings. I'm not either. The point is they have a history of covering things up. We'll be right back. The head of the plants admitted as well. Second hour coming up, InfoWars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to spend 5 minutes or so talking about fake news. There's more and more mainstream news articles admitting that this fake news is going on. I've also got news on the economy, more on what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa. That's all coming up. I don't know if I'm going to spend time on this, but I might. Glenn Beck attacked me on Friday quite a bit on air. And he's just a total hypocrite. He had G. Edward Griffin on Friday on the TV show. He attacked me on the radio. Who is a 9/11 truther? Judge Andrew Napolitano said he doesn't believe the official story of 9/11. That's his fill-in host and co-host. But then he says you're a communist like Van Jones if you're a 9/11 truther, when Van Jones wasn't even a 9/11 truther. And then he went into this whole diatribe playing two short clips of me saying, Charlie, great job. You know, I've seen you. You're healthy. You're clean. And I was saying I went there to help him get off drugs. He'd been off drugs for about a month, went to support him because he asked me to. And they turned, hey, man, you're healthy, you're clean, into some type of weird homoerotic thing, not saying I was saying you're healthy, you're off drugs, into we're in the shower and we're doing all these things. Very, very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. But I'm told that, well, I'm not going to get into it. That's Glenn Beck's expertise, I guess. But, you know, it just shows the deception of these type of people. And I want to talk about media manipulation and how the mainstream media loves to keep that curtain in front of you so you don't know what's going on. We're all about pulling the curtain back. Now, I want to go back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Sean in Texas. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Yes, I don't really want to go over any points you've already gone over. What the government does doesn't really baffle me anymore. What does baffle me is why there's no interest in Congress to look at this impeachment, because, as you said, they basically issued not really even an executive order. I mean, I don't know if it was even there, but being from Texas, I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, and I don't know why that the rest of Congress is not jumping on this. Not only that, I don't even understand why the American people aren't jumping on this, because this is huge.
Well, also what's huge, and it's getting some attention, which is good, but not as much as it should, is that Obama launched this new war without even talking to Congress. What do you think of that?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you never consult the Congress, and I understand Commander-in-Chief, but this is not an emergency situation, and I don't understand where he gets the authority to...
Well, that's what they do. I mean, before, it's still the law that you can't even do it in an emergency. But they, since World War II, no declaration of war, that's about Congress being removed from the equation, and now they're completely removed from the equation, and the UN is our new boss.
Well, I've always been a firm believer that we should disband the UN, or at least kick them out of New York and say, you know, hey, we've got a building for rent. Because it's a joke. Because what is accomplished from that? Even if we made a resolution, so what happens then? Does the leaders say, oh, no. No, they don't. They just keep doing what they want to do.
Well, that's the other big issue, and I meant to mention that earlier. Not only did Obama do this, but Congress hasn't complained. I mean, Ron Paul has, a Republican, a few Democrats have, Dennis Kucinich, but that's about it, Sean.
I know. That's what outrages me, is that Congress and the American public in general doesn't even recognize this. And then when you try to mention this to someone, say at work, coffee machine, lunch, they look at you like, you're insane. It's the dumbing down of America.
Well, it's not just dumbing down. A lot of people think it's cool to be uninformed. And it's because they watch TV all day where they show people in situational ethics on sitcoms and things where everything is boiled down to the lowest common denominator. So people think it's stylish to be ignorant, stylish to be a chump, stylish to be conned, stylish to be ripped off, stylish to live under tyranny. And they're finding out how fun it is to be a slave. Sean, great points. Timber, Joe, Jack, John, Dungeon Master, John, James, Elliot, your calls are coming up after this one-minute break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't forget, we're simulcasting video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got wide open phones. We're also simulcasting the video transmission at prisonplanet.tv, not just the radio, blasting out on your AM and FM dial. Let's go through a bunch of your calls right now on the Libya situation, the new loving democratic government banning all protest of any type in Egypt, raping women as punishment, Financial Times of London, Associated Press, low-level radiation found in Massachusetts, including Boston. More low-level radiation from Fukushima in Nevada, also making its way into Western Europe. Let's talk to Timber in Texas. Timber, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome.
I just started listening to you at the beginning of the year, and I became a member pretty quickly after I watched your five movies. I have two quick questions. One's considering a note I sent into your office about Ben Bernanke. I found him, he's on the board of directors for a Bank of International Settlements. Since I'm kind of new to this, I don't know exactly what that means with him running our Federal Reserve and then being on a bank for international settlements. I'm kind of confused that he has that dual power, that conflict of interest there. And the second question is concerning Jesse Ventura. I was wondering if his show is going to come back on True TV this year.
I talked to, he's not back from Mexico yet. He's going to be on the show in about a week. He gets back from Mexico just here in a few days. He lives down there during the winter. I don't blame him with those Minnesotan winters, 20, 30, 40 degrees sometimes below zero. But last time I talked to Tyrell, his son, who's involved with the show, one of the executive producers, they're not sure yet. There was censorship from Homeland Security. That's been confirmed by Ventura here on air. The police state episode that I appeared in a bunch of them, but that I wrote a lot of and did the research on, upset Homeland Security so bad with their FEMA takeover threat fusion center area that they put pressure on Time Warner, the parent company, on the CEO of True TV, something you've never experienced, to never re-air that show. And normally they re-air a show more than 50 times because it costs $300,000, $400,000 to make one episode, so they don't get their money back from production costs just airing it once, twice, even three times. They've got to air it quite a bit. And the show did get top ratings on True TV. That's a big no-no. It did, getting 2 million viewers is big, folks, for a new show on cable. And so we don't know what's going to happen with that. But Jesse, who sued the TSA and a lot more, he will be joining us coming up. What is he scheduled for the 4th of April, Jaron? Yeah, the first day he does interviews. I know he's on this show for a full hour, but I appreciate your call, Timber. Timber, that's a big question, though, your first one. I took your second one, obviously, first. But to answer your question, Timber, you basically covered what the world government is yourself by asking that question. How do we have all of these Federal Reserve officials? How do we have the Treasury Secretary? How do you have these supposed government people on boards of the IMF, the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements that are openly calling for an end to the dollar, that are openly calling for dollar devaluation, that are openly calling for an IMF World Bank issued Bancor global digital currency that controls the interest rates of every nation on earth and controls the value of your currency? Well, we have a private Federal Reserve. That's how, that took over in 1913. It's private. It controls our currency and credit. It issues its own member banks interest-free loans that they then loan out to everybody else at high interest. They also then create derivatives that they sell into the open market. This tiny inner coterie of bankers, private bankers, have a completely tilted playing field. It'd be like if the Dallas Cowboys were playing the New York Giants and there was a 45-degree angle that they had to play up and that they were basically running up the side of a cliff against the Giants. Would the Cowboys ever win? The answer is no. So to use a sports analogy, it's like having a tilted football field. I mean, it's impossible. And so that's how these guys have taken over the world, set up their own global empire, and now they're just out in the open where the UN tells the president what to do and Congress isn't involved in wars, or where the IMF and World Bank tells the Congress what to do on financial issues. And look, just 2 years ago, Ireland was the apple of the world, the best country in the world, the fastest growing economy. And then the bankers come in and their own head of their own private Federal Reserve in England, in Ireland, same thing happened in England and Iceland and Greece, said, okay, hundreds of billions of dollars the taxpayers must pay to bail out the mega banks. You don't owe it. Doesn't matter. Foreign banks are coming in to buy up the infrastructure. And so that's what the New World Order is private corporations set up the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the UN. Then they get Congress and parliaments of different countries to sign over much of their operating authority into those quasi-governmental institutions, but the profit is privatized. So profit is privatized to the elite, but the loss is made public. And there's a method to that madness. They want a destroyed economy. They want an economy that is being basically shut down. They want an economy where you're in debt. This is a sharecropper economy. You know, many historians report that sharecroppers in many cases were worse off than black slaves because slave owners would at least see the slaves as property and something that they wanted to take care of. But sharecroppers came in and only got a tiny percentage of what they produced, and the laws were written where they basically had to buy all of their products from the company store. You know the song, I Owe My Soul to the Company Store. And so the sharecropper owners never wanted the people who were their sharecroppers to be able to get out of a position of subservience. And so that's all that's happening in the larger economic realms today. The big mega banks make their money out of fraud. Make their money out of government power that they've gotten signed over to them. Make their money out of actually printing the money and issuing thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives that you will then pay good money into the stock market to own. And they make money on the way up, consolidate power, then they implode the system by design and say, give us unlimited trillions. I mean, just 2 months ago at Davos, headline. All over the news, G20 calls for $100 trillion in additional liquidity to be given to them. Davos, private heads of those groups, public Bilderberg group meeting. Davos calls for $100 trillion of new liquidity, your tax money backing it up, your labor, to give them $100 trillion. Then the private bankers, not your local bank, the big mega banks that are using regulators to shut down your competition, the different local banks and systems, the credit funds that you can join. I'm having one of those moments. Credit unions, they're trying to shut all that down. I'm not saying your local bank's evil. You know, lending is good. We need that. But they aren't the big mega banks, the big mega operators who want to consolidate wealth. Then they take that new $100 trillion they're getting through fractional reserve banking. For every dollar they get, they can loan out 10. But now since the end of Glass-Steagall 12 years ago, it's not even 1 to 10 ratio. They can loan out unlimited. $1 could be a trillion. And then everybody wonders why they're consolidating power. Everybody wonders as the world goes into a depression, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs are making trillions in profits, handing out hundreds of billions a quarter in bonuses. I mean, there's secretaries there. I've seen reports making $5 million a year. That's like their tip. You know, the broker makes $80 billion. Here's a tip, honey, $5 million. That's all stolen.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
Okay, getting right back into the live broadcast and your calls. See, I just spent like 8 minutes on that one caller's question because it was so important. To be technical, I've seen cases in the last 3 years of brokers making $7, $8, $9, $10 billion themselves a year on $100 billion deals that they've put through based on your tax money and derivatives that they've sold. And I've seen the reports of their secretaries getting multi-million-dollar bonuses. They're doing great. The rest of us aren't, on average. That's because they're not free market. It's inside baseball. It's a rigged casino. And I've had countless top brokers on to break that down. Here's an example, and it's in my film, The Obama Deception. Henry Paulson, all totaled, got over $500 million of bailout money. But in one particular payment he got, as the Treasury Secretary, he ordered the hundreds and hundreds of billions to be paid in to Goldman Sachs. As the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, he had all those shares in there. And he was paid in one payment over $200 million. And Congressman Stern questioned him on C-SPAN. We have the clip in the film, and said, well, how did you get a waiver to give yourself that? He said, well, I got it from Treasury. Well, he goes, who gave you that waiver? Well, I did. So he gave himself a waiver to get taxpayer money. And lest you think I was joking about the 100 trillion number, there's the London Telegraph. World needs 100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. $100 trillion to them, which they then leverage to the power of infinity against everybody else. See, they're waging war against the real free market. They want you as debtor slaves. Jack, then John, and others. Jack in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, thank you for taking my call and for all your hard work.
No need to thank me. Go ahead.
People, you need to start boycotting CFR, major corporate members of Chatham House, big banks, and big corporations. This is of magnificent importance. If we do not start buying local now, we will burn in hell with the Bush family. Now, Alex, I've been doing a massive amount of research in natural preventative herbal medicine, especially concerning radiation poisoning. What do you think about the aluminum and barium salts and the chemtrails reacting with the radioactive fallout from the Fukushima disaster?
You know, that's above my pay grade, Jake. Sorry, calling you Jack. I've got another Jack there in line. That's a little above my pay grade, but the government now admits they've had secret atmospheric manipulation, weather modification under patents, mixing the aluminum dioxide, the barium salts in with jet fuel so the airlines don't even know, and then creating these nuclei that form clouds. And so, indeed, there's a lot of secret stuff going on. I appreciate your call. John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Alex, why don't the Japanese just pour concrete over that whole thing and stop this whole mess before it gets any worse?
Because they're melting down so bad, sir. They poured it on Chernobyl when it was basically almost done melting down after 10 days. This thing's been in one stage of meltdown or another for 16 days now. And there's a water table right there. There's an aquifer under it. And there's the ocean right there where the Japanese get most of their food and many of their export seafood that they fish. And that they farm out of the ocean. And so they've said that they haven't gone to the Chernobyl scenario yet of trying to cover it up because it might not work and it could actually cause a bigger explosion.
We're in trouble then, right?
Well, the Japanese certainly are. Luckily, there's 4,000 miles of ocean there. But, yeah, a lot of the radiation's already gotten here. Thank God it's not that high, if you believe the media. But
Alex, one more quick question. Are you yourself taking the potassium iodide, or will you if it gets
No. I've made it completely clear with medical doctors, scientists on the show. You have it in case there's a reactor meltdown here and it goes above 200 times safe levels, but still consult your physician. That's what I would personally do. And it only protects you from the radioactive iodine that is reportedly hitting the U.S. It's all from coast to coast now, from Boston, Mass. to Southern California. I read those headlines earlier, but a lot of nutritionists and medical doctors we've interviewed have said just normal thyroid help, normal potassium iodide drops, not at the medical level, but just the regular supplement level, still helps you have a healthy thyroid so it won't absorb as much of the radioactive iodine. But no, I'm not taking that yet.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. But don't go off what I do. Consult your own physician. We had a Dr. Busby on Friday. I I had a fill-in host, Paul Watson, sitting in. I still worked Friday. I have so much stuff going on. I had to take off just to get a lot of stuff done around here. And I did, but yesterday actually listened to much of that broadcast. And by the way, Watson did an excellent job. Dr. Busby is a chemical physicist, does advise the British government on radiation poisoning. And he said that in some areas of the U.S., he probably would have children start taking it. But that's his what he said. You talk to your own doctor. Let's talk to Dungeon Master. What do you work for? Homeland Security, run one of those black sites, torture sites? Dungeon Master in Texas, you're on the air.
All right, sir. I wanted to talk to you about Homeland Security in my area, now that you mentioned it. They've been inspectioning public transportation buses, and I've seen DHS agents into the buses, checking everything in, and I've seen several DHS agents with bulletproof vests and with canines and going everywhere and, like, just with their God complexes and looking for a suspicious activity. So, and I know that they're already hyping terrorist attacks and everything, and I don't know how this is connected in my area because I live in Laredo, Texas. So, you
know, let me break it down for you. 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, Governor Ridge said on C-SPAN, I saw him, that you'll have to have a Homeland Security card to even have a job. Homeland Security, through Viper teams, will have checkpoints on every major street corner. And now in the last 2 years, it comes out in the news here and there, bus stops, train stations, Florida, Miami, Dallas, Texas, L.A., San Francisco. Drudge Report has carried our reports on this, but it's been all over local news. They've had regular Army checkpoints in Tennessee. The governor said they couldn't do it. They said, we'll do whatever we want under Homeland Security. End of 10th Amendment. Why not? We have the UN ordering wars. Congress isn't involved. So this is martial law, but they don't announce martial law. They just start. I saw another drill in the Associated Press. In fact, I forgot to cover that. It was Thursday. Print me the we wrote about it, but AP reported. They'll have drills at schools, mainly elementary, where federally funded local police come in with a script they've got to follow and say, we're homeschoolers against public education. We're going to kill you. And they point guns at 5-6-year-olds. They soil themselves. This is in the news. First started happening in Michigan. But in this new case, they announced that they were anti-open border groups. So it's meant to make the parents and their weak minds, they've been trained not to get mad at the government, they only get mad at the group they're told that the drill was for. So pro-gun groups, pro-homeschool groups, anti-open border groups. They had the police come in unannounced, terrorize the children. This was in the news last Thursday. Terrorize the children. Headline, school drill, terrorists were anti-immigrant group. I think that's the headline. And there's been cases in Minnesota where lawsuits have been won. They had a big case with a big pharmacy. Last year, where the insurance company mandated that they do an unannounced robbery, and it freaked all the pharmacists out, and they rightfully sued. We were getting our house reinsured. Well, we've moved, and the lady came out and asked about our dogs, our kids, any domestic help, firearms. And my wife just said, we're not getting insurance with you. Get out of here. And the lady was like, well, it's Homeland Security. I've got to ask these questions. They're turning everybody into spies. There's the headline. School shooting exercise portrays students as anti-legal immigration terrorists.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton on ABC News today was talking about Libyan dictator and how he's a tyrant. Well, he does fit the bill of a tyrant compared to this globalist crime syndicate of non-free market megabanks running around financing laws worldwide to destroy liberty, putting dictators in. If he's a tyrant, he's a little one-inch tall tyrant compared to a thousand-foot tyrant that is the New World Order. But going back to what that caller raised, yes, suddenly Homeland Security's running checkpoints and training police to run checkpoints and funding grants for checkpoints and having the Army run checkpoints. I saw a report almost a year ago, Fox News, upstate New York. Over 2,000 arrests for drugs and firearms in the middle of the state. And it showed families driving under high-powered X-ray machines and the National Guard standing around with Homeland Security being radiated themselves. Not just no Fourth Amendment, but the military doing it. And they're just acclimating us, getting us accustomed to it, breaking our will. But they're not going to call it martial law. They call it security. Now, they did call it martial law 2 weeks ago in Michigan when they started saying they can seize people's bank accounts and do whatever they want. They called it financial martial law. There's been a lot of city leaders in places like Milwaukee 2 years ago that said we need martial law. Sometimes you hear it, but mainly it's a shift from a free republic on the spectrum towards tyranny. And we are sliding into what is classical martial law. Now, I want to get to John and James and Elliot and Keith and Brooke and Richard and Francis and Johnny and Blue. I'll try to get to all of you. But I wanted to hit on something, and I won't have a lot of time to get into this because I want to get to your calls. But here is the headline. U.S. military launches spy operation using fake online identities. And it goes in, this is out of the Huffington Post, also of ABC News, with these robots, these computerized robot systems that can pose as millions of people to put out domestic messages on social networks and to make it appear that people accept what the Pentagon's doing. And it's also come out the Pentagon launches psyops on members of Congress. And the Pentagon has been caught spying on Ron Paul. That was reported on a few months ago. In fact, folks won't believe it. Put the headline into the search engine. Homeland Security spied on Ron Paul. And then when you read deeper into it, admits it was the Pentagon. I mean, that's our elected government. But see, now the Pentagon follows UN orders, so they better spy on the guy that points that out. They better spy on the real government. They better spy on the Congress. Here's some more of those headlines. This is out of Wired. Military report, secretly recruit or hire bloggers. Now, I've noticed something on Infowars.com with IP addresses, and I've noticed it in the comments. I've noticed it on our YouTube channels, over 300 million views, one channel, 95 million. I've noticed it, and I noticed Cass Sunstein said a few years ago in the White House, he said, we'll infiltrate, we'll pose as conspiracy theorists because they've got all the credibility now. He used that term. That's anybody that questions the government. It's called a conspiracy theorist. And we'll put out ridiculous info and we'll attack other people from within like the 1960s, 70s COINTELPRO. So that's what they do. They attack the real people like Ron Paul, myself, and others, and they've been caught doing it. And they have George Soros outfits, Media Matters, Huffington Post, all of them, constantly, every day. They had three articles out this weekend attacking me on Media Matters, putting out basically disinfo. Here's another one. Israel recruits army of bloggers to troll anti-war protest. Here's another one. Dr. Cass Sunstein wants to turn off the lights of the free press. He said arrest people that don't agree with man-made global warming. A Center for Media and Democracy, fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. So all of this is going on. And a lot of times, and I love it because it just adds to the debate and educates people, I'll see a particularly viral video that we've put out, and I'll see people come in and post disinfo. And then I'll go to their pages and notice that it's basically the same stuff posted on every YouTube channel they've got, and it's a handful of people roboting and just saying the same thing over and over again. And it's always going after weak-mindedness. It's always, everybody knows Alex is bad. Everybody knows Alex is exposed. Yeah, everybody knows our listenership, readership exploding off the charts, credibility rising. So much of what we've talked about has come true with precision. You know, cover of Talkers Magazine, keynote speaker this year. It's usually Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. top ratings on stations we're on across the country. New York Times doing profiles. Rolling Stone, New York Magazine set to front page thing tomorrow. You know, just huge effect, exponential growth. But it's like rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, as Mark Twain said. Well, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. But to see how desperate they are, to see and to know their, and to see the IP addresses that they don't even hide that it's government on the comments, to see that they try to get weak-minded people to kind of follow in a snowball, and to see how they always use disinfo targeting weak-minded people. And here's an example. I shot a video Friday because I am the voice of the end of America, because they asked me to do it, and I agree with their newsletters, and they're talking about QE3, dollar devaluation, Federal Reserve. You know, I mean, even the Wall Street Journal says what great predictions they've made. Barron's, you name it. I mean, this is a top-flight group. And yes, I have sponsors. That's a dirty secret that I have sponsors. It's a sponsor. He's hiding it. You hear the radio ads everywhere. And the head of marketing came down here to visit me Thursday. So I cut a video about it Friday, and he showed me the emails. But, of course, they're confidential. So he said I could mention them, but I couldn't show them on air. But the point is, it's banned from Fox, the commercial that I'm the voice of. It's banned from ABC, NBC. They just refused to even take the ad. That is an ad sending you to a free video that then sells a newsletter at the end about dollar devaluation and how to protect yourself. So I shoot a video saying, I'm the voice of an ad, it's commercial, and it's been censored off all these TV networks. Then they go with the disinfo. They say, Alex is lying. I saw that ad air last week. Well, yeah, on one of the satellite networks, they get half the ads or part of them. They are still inserting them. But on Fox Network itself, they're not. See, but they know the public doesn't know how advertising works. So they play on that ignorance and say, Alex is lying. It's still airing. Even though the video, I say where it's airing and where it's been banned very clearly. And then no one even bought it. All the others are the same fake people. You can go look at their channels. You can see what they're copying and pasting. But it's so incredible, and it's kind of spooky to be engaged by these people. And then they go into another lie. They say, this is a camouflaged ad. It's not a camouflaged ad. It's about how the ad's been banned. And of course it's meant to get you to go see the banned ad that points you at the free video. The whole point is they're not letting it go on air most places. They're refusing it. Just like they refuse Russia Today ads. Just like they refuse Ron Paul ads before. Just like they it's a point, even if you don't agree with the information, it's about the censorship. But they create those straw men. Let's go ahead and play this video where I break it down. Then I play the banned TV ad. Oh, we're going to break? Okay, we're going to come back and play that. Man, this show just goes by. I might have to go into overdrive here because I've got to get to this and I got to get to your phone calls here. Now, there is just so much to cover, but it's just amazing to see how they prey on the dumbest people. But see, that won't work, because the people are waking up and thinking, and they learn how to see the disinfo, and so all the globalists have is dumb people who can't tie their shoelaces.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the system is discredited. It tries to get us to stay within the left-right paradigm and fight with each other when the globalists own both wings of this system. And you know about seminar callers. Rush Limbaugh exposed those decades ago. That's a Democratic arm. But it's not just the Democrats that have that. The Republicans have it, and corporations have it, and the Pentagon has it. And that's my whole point, is this is going on, and we are the ongoing target of it 24/7. And it's intensifying, and it's on record that it's going on, because they want us to all infight with each other. Imagine a TV ad sending you to a video, so you learn about dollar devaluation, you learn about Goldman Sachs, the Federal Reserve, you get a newsletter so they can finance the whole thing, and they make it like that's dirty. Oh my gosh, this ad's too scary, even though it's admittedly going on, you can't air it. And then they put out this info that we said it won't air anywhere. No, it's been banned It went on some networks. I'm about to list them. And then they got pressure and pulled it. I've seen Jesse Ventura's show through Homeland Security, at least one episode deep sixed. We're experiencing censorship, but that isn't the issue. The issue, Hal, is I'm bad because it's an advertisement. That's the whole point. That in America, you can't make an ad and go buy time on TV. Or even if it gets on TV, the system gets scared and puts pressure on it. And the guy that made the ad is getting death threats. That's the issue. Not that it's an ad. Of course it's an ad. Okay. And then they say, oh, Alex didn't say it was an ad. I say it's an ad. See, this is the mental illness, how they get us to get distracted on little things that don't matter instead of the big New World Order coming down on us. Here's the video, and then the ad that's been banned from many networks. Here it is. I have a very important message for you, my friends. Censorship is increasing, not just in this country, but worldwide. You've heard about Obama's kill switch. You've heard about calls to start censoring the internet, and big telecoms are openly admitting that they may restrict what websites you can visit. The old dinosaur media and the corrupt government system are afraid of you getting real information. They can't engage in the open free market of ideas. They want to censor information. Now, I was the voice of a national TV ad because I believe in the information they're putting out, dealing with the death of the dollar, QE2 and 3, the rise of a new global digital currency being pushed by the IMF and World Bank. I came out and voiced the ad because I believed in what they were doing. NBC, Fox, ABC, and others refused to run the ad. DirecTV agreed, and after it had huge success and over 10 million views, they recently pulled it. The only networks carrying it are Dish Network and Time Warner. In America, an organization creates a free video breaking down what's happening in the major news headlines. Dollar devaluation. Even the Wall Street Journal admits that the end of the dollar is nigh because of what the Federal Reserve is doing, and they censor it. This is outrageous. If you want to see the censored ad that they're afraid of you seeing because they don't want you to see the full hour-long video that breaks it down, go to endofamericavideo.com. That's endofamericavideo.com and see the ad that leads you to the film that the establishment is so scared of they don't want you to see. Porter Stansberry that put the information together, he's gotten threats, all sorts of things that are being done to him because the system does not want you to know what they're doing. The banksters know they're killing the dollar. They've always planned it. George Soros and the rest of these people are setting up the new system now. All Porter Stansberry is doing, all the End of America video is doing, is trying to warn the American people so we have a chance to protect ourselves and to respond to the people that have done this so they can restore our country, restore our republic. EndofAmericaVideo.com, the video they don't want you to see.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but here's the thing. He's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can watch it for free right now by going to endofamericavideo.com. Again, that's endofamericavideo.com.
Now, think about that. Here in America, they put it on some of the networks and then pull it because of pressure. And then the government spammers, and that's clearly what most of them are, then some useful idiots follow along with it, sit there spamming 24 hours a day, the same people, that, well, this video's on YouTube. It's not banned. I just said where it was banned. I just said where they wouldn't air it. They're preying on complete ignorance. Then they go, well, what was banned, the TV ad or the video? Which one's he saying? The point is the ad pushing you to the video's banned. They just prey on the dumbest people. But these dumbed down idiots don't even matter, folks, because they can't even tie their shoelaces. They can't even wipe their own noses. They can't even zip up their own pants. It's up to us that can think and have any critical thinking to try to wake up these zombies. But if we can't, move on to others. The issue is the system doesn't want to talk about dollar devaluation. They didn't like it during the 2008 campaign when Ron Paul was bringing it up. They don't want to discuss this information. Why? They don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to understand that they've announced a world government and a new global currency they're trying to push. And George Soros is having a big meeting next week pushing it. They don't want this discussed. That's why they're attacking. You can find the article that has the video at Infowars.com. Just search the term censored TV ad banned from airwaves. Censored TV ad banned from airwaves. If you want to find out more and watch the video that you just heard that points out what's happening. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you.
Do me a favor, turn your radio off because I want to be able to hear you.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, number of things I'd like to say, and you got to cut me off when you have to.
That's fine, go ahead.
But anyway, you are second to none when it comes to getting the word out. I don't know what's being discussed. I listen to your radio program as often as I can, but it seems to me that there is no other solution than to follow one of our founding documents, which is the Declaration of Independence. We need to institute new government. These tyrants that are running our government in Congress and in the White House are not going...
We're trying to do that through the states, and there's big moves. Texas, Alaska, a whole bunch of other states are moving to ban the TSA and the state borders. Then their bosses will stage terror attacks so their mafia can roll in and take over. We'll expose that. I mean, look, the Sons of Liberty for 15 years tried to fix things peacefully before the feds came of that day, the British government, to confiscate the guns. That's when it began. But, I mean, how do we institute new government?
Well, again, it's almost as if we got to be careful what we say and be politically correct. But what did our founding fathers do? Where would we be if our fathers...
Well, when the British came to confiscate guns, they fought back. And, I mean, I don't think Americans should turn... They start mass gun confiscation. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's tyrannical. We have a right to defend ourselves. But, right. I mean, that isn't going on. They're trying to slowly pass laws to do it. We've got to fight back. We've got right on our sides. The globalists have to stage terror attacks to then blame it on us to take our liberties. They want things to get violent because then they can start shutting the media down with their internet kill switch.
Correct. Yeah, and I agree with that, and I appreciate your time. A couple other things real quick.
Well, John, let me just comment on this big subject you raised. We've got to first reach out to the military and police. The number one donors to Ron Paul in the last campaign were the military. The military's full of great people. Just an evil system runs it. The average cop, I mean, I don't deserve it. I get pulled over maybe once a year speeding all over Texas. They almost always let me go. They're listeners. They probably shouldn't do that. You know, the point is that the average cop's good, the average military's good, the average government, the average corporate person's good. It's the globalists. Rothkopf, 3 years ago, wrote the best-selling book, Superclass, the head of the Kissinger Group. We had him on the show. You know, called up his publisher, got him on. He admitted world government. He admitted 6,000 people run the world. It's undemocratic. It's anti-freedom. I'm tired of them. They use government as their tool to control us. It's time to cut back the government. And if we're going to cut unions and things, first let's cut the bankers. First let's go after the Federal Reserve. Let's go after the $1.5 quadrillion. We got to get rid of that fraudulent debt we don't owe, or all these other cuts won't do anything. I'm out of time, John. I'm out of time. I'm sorry to James, Elliot, Kevin, Brooke, Richard, Francis. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll keep those names. You'll go to the front of the line. First-time callers. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll do first-time callers tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Great job of the crew. Look, we know history. We know what tyranny is. Let's wake up to it. Stand up and say we're free human beings. We're not your slaves. Get off my back. Leave me alone. Infowars.com.